You're about to hear the first play in the Reunión Revolución Radio Festival, Borderline, by Andrew Ciáñez de la O, featuring Manny Rubio, Rubén Villa, Valerie Santos, Xavier Felix, and Isabel Rivera. We will be hearing an abbreviated version of the full-length play, which was adapted as a radio excerpt for this festival. It's a stormy day in the old cotton fields of Socorro, Texas.
Any scary stories?
Other than your face?
Ah ha ha ha! Come on, cabron, think!
Well, there's the regular stuff, like vampires, werewolves.
Barf!
Okay, what about La Llorona?
I've been there, done that.
Come on! Mother loses her children, and now her soul stalks the banks of the rivers, crying out for her babies? Ay, Dios mío! Mis hijos, ayúdame! What's scarier than that? It's a good story.
A good story that everyone knows.
Okay, well then, what else? Bigfoot?
Lame. It's just a big monkey.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Do you even know what a lagoon is?
Well, no. But,
You're just naming all those monster movies you watch on TV. We need something actually scary. Think horror. Less spooky ghost, more freaky monsters.
Ah, the chupacabra!
Okay, now we're on to something. Blood-sucking, goat-eating, scaly monster. I like it.
It's more than that, though. It's a predator. It hunts. It's smart. It's not a mindless monster. It's one that follows you home and waits for the right moment to go for your throat.
So that's what we write about? Being alone and this thing is hunting you?
Yeah. So here, some dude is coming home from work and...
Nah, make it a woman.
Okay, some woman. She's coming home from work. It's late. Kids or no kids?
Kids. Something for her to fight for.
She checks on her kids. They should already be in bed because they're used to her late schedule.
She works at a hospital.
And lives out in the boonies, out by like a Butterfield.
Oh yeah, way out there.
So the kids are in bed. But then she hears something. Scratching. Now, which is normal because like wild dogs and coyotes and stuff everywhere. but then it gets louder. So she's a little worried. Like, maybe there's a mountain lion.
Mountain lion?
Yeah, we get them all the time.
We do not.
Yeah, we do. We have the Franklin Mountains right there.
Just because we have a mountain doesn't mean we have a mountain lion.
Denise saw one.
Denise has a drinking problem. She probably saw a really blurry cat or a fat raccoon.
Whatever. In the story, she thinks it's a mountain lion. So she peeks out the window, right? And it's super dark. So she turns on the little porch light, and for just a second, she thinks she sees something dart away, like, super fast and super big.
How big are chupacabras?
I think they're, like, big dog-sized. But we can make this one bigger.
How big?
Like a healthy donkey-sized chupacabra.
So well-fed.
If I ate nothing but lonely Mexicans, I'd probably be donkey-sized, too.
You're not that far off.
Anyway! Everything in her is telling her to stay inside and keep the doors locked. But a tiny part of her is like, go out there, Cindy. Short for Cynthia. It's like, go out there. See what it is. So she unlocks the screen door and slowly opens it. And that creaking sound seems so loud in the silence of the desert, but she has to know. So she starts to walk out into the dark, and she sees these huge, deep scratches in the side of her car, these long cuts right along the side. And as she's looking at these scratches, something jumps from behind the car, not at her, but like out into the desert. But it was so big that it shook the car. So now she's scared, right? Like, duh. And she can hear it moving. But the porch light, it's too dim to see it. She starts backing away from the sound. And then it starts moving. Not towards her, but towards the house. And she doesn't know what it's doing. But then she hears a window break, and it hits her.
The kids!
The kids! So she runs into the house and goes straight to her children's bedroom. And there it is. This hulking beast standing right above her kids. It's hunched over, and the moonlight through the open window was reflecting off its dark green scales.
What does she do?
She doesn't know. Everything in her is telling her to run, to scream, to jump at the beast, but right now, she can't do anything. She's frozen. She feels trapped in her own body, trapped by this fear. She just watches as this beast raises a huge green claw into the air, lights glinting off its sharp claws, and then... What was...
Shh, hide.
Someone has found them. It pushes through the dry brush of the cornfield. As it gets closer, the sound of static grows. As if the creature itself is causing interference. It howls into the night sky with a voice that sounds like tin foil and engine grease. Everywhere you look, there is a darkness. The kind of dark that sucks away at the edges of your vision. Something hungry. Something that wants to pull you in closer. I can feel it. You can feel it, but no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to see the signs that they are getting closer. Enzo and Rosita and the beast are not alone.
Tony, come back here!
Come on, I know I saw something.
It was nothing, let's go back!
You saw it too, I know you did.
The last thing we should be doing is running towards the weird lights. Ay, Dios mío, where even are we?
Where did that light go?
It was probably just a car or something driving by, Tony. We're close to the border freeway.
I know the difference. This light was slow.
Slow driver.
And a weird green color.
A slow driver with dirty lights. I don't know.
and it stopped and kind of hovered.
Wow, they used their brakes. How weird.
Hey, if you don't want to hunt this thing down with me, you can head back to the car.
And miss an opportunity to watch you stumble through the desert? As if. You know, my tío Ofelio once saw a UFO.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Says he was driving along the border when this bright light shot right over him. He says it was really low to the ground. Thought it was a helicopter. Which, like, on the border isn't all that surprising.
Right. That's how they caught Jose's dad.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Chased him down. Spotlight and everything. But UFO.
Right. So, my tío, he's watching it and it's fast. Just zoom right over the border. No hesitation. He pulls his car over and just watches it fly right over Juarez and then behind the mountain in seconds. He's in awe, just standing there waiting for it to come back around or something. But instead it just shoots right up into the air. This bright little light just rockets out into space.
And he thinks it was an alien?
Well, he thinks so, yeah.
You don't?
I mean, it could have been, sure, but I don't know. I don't think so. And you know my tío, always prone to telling wild stories. You remind me of him.
How?
You're gullible. What did Jose's dad do?
Nothing. Nothing. They just picked him out and sent him away. Said he looked like someone they were looking for. Imagine that. A guy flying a helicopter thought he recognized someone from that high in the sky. Didn't know La Migra hired eagles to do their hunting.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
Tony, I don't like this!
Come on, they sound scared!
Tony, wait! Tony! They found us!
We need to go! Now!
You two shouldn't be out here!
What are you talking about? Who found you?
That thing! Did you two not see it?
The light.
So you did see it.
I told you I saw something.
So now you know that we need to go.
What is it? The light.
It's them. It's the green ones.
Aliens?
God, you're so dumb.
Rosa!
We don't have time for this. Enzo, run.
Hey, stop. It's not safe out here.
Tony, you go after the boy. I'll go after the girl. We'll meet back at the car.
Okay.
And Tony, stay safe.
There's a monster that stalks these lands. A creature I know all too well. The Border Patrol. I thought I could make a difference from the inside, but this government, this machine, it has made me do many things I regret. It made me... No, I let them tell me what to do. I ignored who I was for too long. I thought I was fighting for a country that loved me back, but no. Our parents, all those that came before us, I believed that they fought to get us here, that they sacrificed so much for us that I'd be letting them down if I didn't fight for this country. But I was wrong. Our parents are... ancestors, they didn't bring us here. We've been here all along. Someone took our river, our pulse, and made it a wound.
You just heard Borderline by El Paso native Andrew Ciañez de Lao, directed by Georgina Escobar. The play featured Manny Rubio as Tio Ofelio, Ruben Villa as Enzo, Valerie Santos as Rosita, Xavier Felix as Tony, and Isabel Rivera as Veronica. The sound design was by Ian Gilliam. Cassandra Soto was the stage manager.